come, and Vonda has a word she wants to share with us this morning.
You know, I went to the mall and on Thursday, and I ran across this table that these two people were manning, and it said, "Do you need prayer?" And just all these different tracks and stuff, and I was a little skeptical because I'm thinking, you know, when you watch movies, the only Christian stuff they allow in movies is if you're Catholic or something else. It's never like the real, you know, intimate deal. And so I'm thinking, oh, it's got to be Jehovah's Witness or something. And here it was, Assembly of God, and I had no clue that the mall actually will provide a table and a cloth to put all of your tracks on and have people come and man it. You're not allowed to chase them, but you can hand them stuff. And I was talking to the man after I came out of the nail salon, because I'm fine. And I wanted to check it out, and that's when I found out all this and ended up talking to him for a while. And, you know, he said, you know, there were some people, there was a lady that I went to try and hand a track to, and she said, oh, no, I don't want anything to do with that. And he could tell she was really wounded. She was hurt. And so he approached her when she came back, and he goes, Jesus really does love you. Won't you let me pray with you? And she got in his face, and she said, I was raped when I was 5, and I had miscarriage upon miscarriage, and I had all these da-da-da-da-da-da-da all the way down, and she was so angry with God. And, you know, in my message last week, I had said, yes, you need to forgive God for not doing things your way. You know, there is a lot of people out there that are hurting, and there's a lot of people. There is one young man that came that was 21 years old, and he goes, who's Jesus? He'd never heard. I was like, there was almost a church on every corner in America. How could you not know who Jesus is? But they're out there. And, you know, I was thinking about that, and the Lord gave me an analogy. And he told me, it's like our home. And you can picture your home after maybe a big party or a long week, and every chore that could be done needs to be done. I mean, the house is trashed, right? It just is a mess. Everything needs to be done. But you've got to run out and do a couple of errands, and you don't have time. But you ask your child, your 16-year-old child, please, could you just stay here and do some help clean up the house, please? It needs it. And you go and you do your thing. And when you come back, you find your 16-year-old on the couch watching TV. And you're like, the house is still a mess. So you approach your child and you say, I thought I asked you to do something in this house. Not being specific, but just help. And he's like, I made my bed. I picked up my dirty clothes. What more do you want from me? And I was like, wow, Lord, that is us. We think we do a lot just because we're not out there cussing, drinking, or carrying on. We go to church every Sunday. What more do you want from us, Lord? But do we really want to stand before the Lord and say that? I was like, what are we not doing? What are we caught up in? Is Satan really, really winning in the disguise of distractions in our life? And I really, really felt like we needed to take some time to reevaluate on this day, National Day of Prayer. Do you feel like you did what you needed to because you were here on your knees for just 2 minutes? Or is there more that you can do on a day of national prayer? I mean, those are the kind of things we need to be thinking about. Is it going to be that kind of an analogy when we stand before our Lord? I'm not trying to get down on anybody because the fingers are pointing back to myself. Trust me. We live in this pot of water. We all have the same temperature here. It's America. It's full of distractions and a lot of stuff. So there's no finger pointing. I just felt like if the Lord brought that to my mind, he wanted me to share it with you. In love. Trust me. In love.
Amen. So with that, come to prayer. Sorry, honey, I'm just going to ride on that one, you know, ride the wave a little bit, you know. But like Pastor Rob said, prayer is just off the hook. We do pray in tongues, though, you know, a lot. So, but praying and seeking God's face together is powerful. I heard an analogy one time. The guy talked about, you know, he was out there, he was given acres of land, and he had a hoe, and he was out there just going and farming that land. And as he was farming that land, he could see somebody off way in the distance that was out there doing the same thing as him. And then this guy pulled up in a combine and said, "Hey, do you need help?" And he said, "Yeah, absolutely." He goes, "I could do this in an hour." And the guy's like, "Great." And he goes, "Jump on board." So he jumped on board. He said, "Hey, what's your name?" And he said, "Corporate Prayer." See, one puts 1,000 to flight. Two puts 10,000 to flight. You see the multiplication when we come together and pray? So you have opportunities here in this house to come and pray. Get involved in prayer. Amen. Well, it is great to be back from where we went. Incredible time. We see God doing amazing things out there. We saw just wonderful things happen and had an incredible time with God, with the people, and the fellowship with believers. And, you know, just to be with believers that have a passion for Jesus is just such a great thing and a lot of fun. So today we're going to talk about the Word. Everybody say Word. And I want you to stand with me, and we're going to read Exodus chapter 4, 10 through 12. In verse 10, "Then Moses said to the Lord, 'Oh, my Lord, I am not eloquent, neither before nor since you have spoken to your servant, but I am slow of speech and slow of tongue.' So the Lord said to him, 'Who has made man's mouth? Or who makes the mute, the deaf, the seeing, the blind? Have not I, the Lord? Now therefore go, and I will be with your mouth and teach you what you shall say.'" Dear Heavenly Father, I pray that you would be with my mouth today and that you'd reveal to me what to say as we go through this. And Father, that you'd be revealed through all of this and through all of this, God, that we would realize that you are able. You are able to do far more exceedingly above that we can ask or think. So Father, in your ableness today, speak to our hearts and our minds, God, that we be transformed through the hearing of the Word. In Jesus' name, everybody said, amen. You may be seated. As I said to you earlier, when we were in one place, we told this group of people that we would pray for all of them, and they all stayed because they were just so hungry. They were so willing, and it seems like everybody wants you to give them direction. You know, and I see that a lot, that people are wondering, which way should I go? Well, let me just tell you this, just go with Jesus. Amen. Amen? You stick with Jesus. Just go that way, and he'll direct your path. Amen? That's what the Word says. And God just began to speak through us. And as I was praying for people, God began to give me very explicit pictures for these people. And I just began to explain these pictures to the people. And it was great. They were being so encouraged. And I was just really touched by the ministry that was taking place as God was just flowing through us. He took away pain from many people, from their bodies. We had one lady that she said on her right side of her neck that she'd had stiff neck and been battling pain for 10 years in her neck. And the Lord just took it away. He just took it away. And it, she was just so amazed. Because I told them, I said, start moving your head around. And so she started moving her head around. And she came forward to testify of what God did in her. And she said that when she came forward, it still hurt some. But as she was testifying, as she was speaking of the healing that God did in her, it was completed in her. And the pain totally left. And I saw her multiple times after that. And she said, "It's gone, it's gone, it's gone." And it's just wonderful how God is moving. You see, because the Word of God declares that Jesus will confirm the Word. Everybody say Word. Jesus will confirm the Word with signs following. That's why I believe that every believer, everyone that believes in Jesus Christ, needs to always have a Word of the Lord inside of them all the time. We need to be ready to give explanation of Jesus all the time. Because Jesus confirms the with signs following. So if you have a word in you, Jesus can flow through you. Amen. If you open up your mouth and speak, it's amazing what God will do. And the funnest thing was letting God speak through us, allowing God to put words into our mouths and letting it flow like a river, the prophesying, the words of knowledge. Man, it was just It was a great time, you know, because all three of us, man, we were just flowing with the Spirit of God. And God was moving powerfully. And when it comes to speaking on behalf of God to people, many people get afraid to say anything. You know, they don't want to make a mistake or they feel disqualified, so they don't say anything. Now, saying nothing is not the answer. Can I hear an amen? The tongue is a powerful tool, and it controls death and life. And you have to know that God is able to give you the words to say. You just have to be willing to open your mouth. I remember when the Lord called me, you know, because I messed up a lot in my life when I was young. I did a lot of things that were crazy and stuff, and I just thought, God, you could never use a guy like me. I'm just too nuts, you know. I've done too many bad things, and I just thought, I'll serve you, but I know, you know, being an usher in the house of the Lord is better than anything, so I'll just be an usher, whatever you want, God. And so I was praying one day, and because God called me when I was younger, and I didn't listen. I didn't do it. I didn't get into the Word. I didn't grow. And I, like you said, Pastor Rob, I began falling backwards. And as I did, you know, when I came back to the Lord, I just committed my whole life to Jesus, and I said, I'm going forward no matter what. I said, you know, did you take away the calling on my life? Because I didn't know if I'd messed up so bad that he couldn't use a guy like me. And he told me to read the book of Jeremiah, and I never made it out of chapter 1 that day. It says, but the Lord said to me in verse Jeremiah 1:7, he said, well, 1:5, he says, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I sanctified you. I ordained you a prophet to the nations. Prophet of the nations. I didn't even want to leave Corona. So when God called me to go to the nations, I was like, wow, I really don't like flying. And here now I'm on planes for as long as 19 hours at a time. Then verse 6, God said, then said I, ah, Lord God, behold, I cannot speak from a youth. But the Lord said to me, do not say I'm a youth, for you should go to all whom I send you. And whatever I command you, you shall speak. Do not be afraid of their faces, for I am with you to deliver you, says the Lord. Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth. And the Lord said to me, behold, I've put my words in your mouth. And see, I have this day set you over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out, to pull down, to destroy, to throw down, to build, and to plant. You see, that's what God spoke to me today, because I thought, I've messed up so bad that how could God use a guy like me? And he says, hey, I'm just stretching forth my hand. Because I got married at 19, worked real hard to take care of my family, didn't go to Bible school. And I thought, God, how could you use a guy like me? And he says, I'm putting my hand over your mouth. I'm going to give you the words to say. And God began to open doors for me to travel around the world, as you know. And I've been to so many nations now, and I've preached so many sermons. And I remember when I got my license with the Assemblies of God, somebody came to me and he said, an Assemblies of God pastor, he said, well, it's about time you got a real license. And I looked at him and I laughed. I said, because New Hope had ordained me as a minister. And I looked at him and I laughed. I said, my New Hope license has taken me around the world many times. Where is your Assemblies of God license taking you? See, it's not about being ordained. It's about what has God called you to do. He says, I'll stretch forth my hand and I'll put it in your mouth. I'll put the words in your mouth. You don't have to worry about what you're going to say. Just let me take over. The tongue is a powerful tool. It controls the death and the life. So Ephesians 3:20, it says, now to him who is able. Everybody say able. To do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. He can do more than you ask or think. Amen. He is able. If you surrender your tongue to Jesus, he is able. If you say, okay, Lord, I'm going to put myself in the position for you to flow through me because I know that you are able, he will flow through you. But if we hold back, we say, well, I'm not perfect. I do this and I do that. Yeah, I'm just not sure. I don't think I know enough. I don't think I can testify of Jesus. Then you're not in position. Then he won't flow through you. You got to take off the block. So let's make this number one. Surrender your tongue to Jesus. Amen. Surrender your tongue to Jesus. You have to commit your tongue to the Lord. Moses said, listen, I can't speak. Moses was lying. You know how I know? Acts chapter 7, verse 22. I don't know if it's in my notes, but I'm going there right now. Acts 7, 22. Go there. I know y'all don't bring your Bibles no more. Punch it up on the phone. Acts 7, 22. And Moses was learned in all the wisdom of the Egyptians and was mighty in words and deeds. Mighty in words and deeds. But what does he say? Oh, Lord, I can't speak. I'm slow of speech and slow of tongue. Liar! I'm way off track from my notes already. Listen, this is what happens to us. We start looking in ourselves and thinking about ourselves, about who we are, what we know, and what we can do. We label ourselves, well, I'm an introvert or I'm an extrovert. We label ourselves so that we say, well, I'm an introvert, so I can't do that. You see, and that's what Moses was trying to do. Moses was trying to share how he felt about himself so that he couldn't do it. But for 40 years, this guy was raised in an Egyptian, and he was mighty in words and deeds. And now he's saying, oh, Lord God, I can't speak. I'm slow of speech. I can't do this. And God said, hey, listen, who formed your mouth? Who made you? You can't say, I can't do this, because if you're surrendered to God, you're surrendered to Jesus, you can do this, amen? You can open up your mouth and he will fill it and the word of God will flow out of you and you'll walk out of there going, I can't believe I just said all that. I didn't know that was in me. Oh my gosh. Because it will. It'll just flow out of you like a river of living water. And because you just allowed yourself to be in that position for God to move through you. I remember a year ago when I wanted to meet the head of the Assemblies of God for Peru. I said, I just want to meet him. I just want to have a cup of coffee with him. He was new. They had a whole new leadership for the nation. And so my friend says, I'm going to pick you up. We're going to take you there at 9 to meet him. And I said, okay. He was having his first corporate meeting with all the head leaders for the country of Peru. And so I walked in there at 9 o'clock and shook his hand and he talked to me. We talked for a few minutes and he said, I'd like you to speak for an hour. He says, and I'd like you to take at least a half hour and pray for every pastor here. I'm like, well, all right. And he went straight to the pulpit and I sat down in the front row and he introduced me. It was that fast. And God put his hand over my mouth. And as I began to speak, I spoke for an hour. And he told me this afterwards. He said, you said everything we've been talking about for the last 2 days. You encouraged us in where we're going, the direction that God has called us to in this hour. You have shared with us what God has been telling us for the last few days. So we are assured we are going in the right direction as a fellowship of believers in Peru. I didn't have anything written down. I didn't even open up my Bible. I just walked up there and grabbed the microphone, and Pastor Otto was with me. He says, you went from 0 to 100 in 10 seconds. And we just took off, and we preached and ministered, and God gave us words of knowledge on things and healings and miracles happened that day. It was so powerful. And then I prayed for probably 200 to 300 pastors. Laid hands on every single one of them. I'm like a machine gun. I'm just like, do, 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 do. You know? So, because I was praying for the people in the front, and the superintendent just pushed me into the crowd. I'm like, all right, he's really serious. So I laid hands on every single one of them. But that's because I surrendered to Jesus. Proverbs 18:21 says, words kill. Words give life. They're either poison or fruit. You choose. You get to choose whether you speak life or death. Listen, it's not the people you meet that you got to worry about. It's when you look in the mirror. That's when you got to be careful. Because you're either going to speak death to yourself or you're going to speak life. And this is what the word says. You choose. You choose what you want. Do you want to live or do you want to die? And I'm not even talking physical. I'm talking spiritual. Do you want spiritual life? Do you want to thrive in the things of God? Are you just happy to maybe get into heaven? What are you saying when you look in the mirror? What are you saying when people give you comments? Oh, you're so beautiful, Delanda. Thank you. You're so beautiful, Lucy. You're such a wonderful picture of the kingdom of God. The smile, you just light up the room when you smile and you're just showing Jesus. Brian, it's really good to meet you today, man. You look great. I like just a little bit of no-shave thing. That looks good on you, bro. It's a good thing. Hair looks nice today, too. Pastor Rob, I love that little flow of hair you got going on there. It looks great. That smile, you always bring cheer. Monica just gives a great hug. She'll hug you. She'll love you. She doesn't care who you are. She'll just spread the love of Jesus through her. Amen. Scott will greet you with a smile on his face no matter what he's thinking. But what do you think when you look in that mirror? Because death and life, listen, it's hard to give life if you live in death. Pastor Rob said, if you're stuck in a rut is an elongated grave. If you're stuck in a rut, jump up, get up, and get out of there, amen? Don't live in a rut. Don't stay there. Don't stay stuck because you don't have to. Jesus is always there, and all you got to do is turn towards him. You can get out of your rut anytime you want, but you just got to realize, oh, my gosh, I'm not going forward. I got to get up and get out of here. And get in with God and start speaking life. I shall live and not die. Amen. I'm a picture of health. Hallelujah. I am filled with the glory of God. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Nothing is impossible with God. Nothing. I mean, I really believe that nothing is impossible with God. And it's just so amazing because when I'm in those places that I go to, they sit on their edge of the chair because they believe that when that American man comes, something's going to happen. Do you come to church that way? Do you come expecting God to do something in you today? Did you come with an expectation that that pain was going to leave your body, that that sickness was going to be destroyed today? Did you come believing that that debt's going to be erased, that God's going to do something so supernatural in you and through you that the light of the God is going to just explode out of you? Did you come believing today that God's going to do something great in your life? Because I'm telling you, man, when we were with these people this last week, it's so exciting because you can see it. They're like waiting, waiting, waiting. Oh, and then he touched me. It's done. It's like, he touched me. That's all it says. It says, just lay hands on the sick, huh? Just touch him. Just touch him. Just touch him. He'll be healed. Just touch him. See, that's why I says, just touch him in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Just let it flow today over you in the name of Jesus. Let God just move in power and might and just touch you today, amen? Let it flow through your body. Let it flow through your bones, amen? Let the power of God just touch you today in the name of Jesus. Just let it run through your veins today. Come expecting, believing that the word that is spoken is going to come alive in you. That God wants to do something in you. That God wants to provide for you. Amen. That God is no respecter of persons, that he loves us all the same. He gives us all the same measure of faith. He gives us faith. And so we all have the same measure of faith. But what we have to do is we have to take the word. Everybody say word. And in our surrendered tongue to Jesus, we've got to start speaking life over ourselves so that the word comes alive inside of each one of us. That we're not just living by a dream or a wish. We're living in the hope of God, which is a confident expectation of God's promise, provision, and character. Amen. I have a confident expectation of who God is in my life. And he's going to do what he said he's going to do. Amen. And I live there and I breathe there because I know God is able. We just have to release our tongue to Jesus. Amen. He'll speak out of your mouth through you if you let him. He will fill it as you speak. Sometimes I get a word, and I get a word, one word. And it's not till I speak the one word that the rest comes. Because he wants me to speak it, and he says, just get up and open your mouth, and I'm going to fill it. And I trust God every time I get up here for him to fill my mouth with a word. Amen. And then, you know, it's like when you're being filled with the Holy Spirit, the Lord will put words in your mouth by the Spirit, and you'll speak. And when you pray in the Spirit, you're going to produce more life than death. When you're praying in your heavenly language, you're not going to be producing death, because all you're focusing on is God, because you're praying in the Spirit, amen? But we tend to always go right into our feelings when we want to express something. We tend to want to express what we feel. And what we need to know is that our feelings aren't always right. How many of you know that? Our feelings aren't always right. Guilt can taint your feelings. When you're feeling guilty, I knew this one couple years ago, that she felt so guilty about what she did that she felt so guilty that she condemned her husband every day because of what she did. Because of the feeling of what she did, she condemned her husband, and their marriage was a mess because of how she felt about herself. She expressed it in a different way towards him. Shame can taint your feelings. How you feel about yourself can taint your feelings. Listen, if you don't like you and you're not happy with you, it's hard to express good things. If you're living in death, it's hard to express life, right? Amen? So, you know, then you got hurt can taint your feelings. When you get your feelings hurt about something, it can taint your feelings on things. And sin can taint your feelings. When you're walking in sin and you think everybody is, so you express a certain way. And then the past can taint your feelings too, if you let it. These are all things if you let it. So we have to check our feelings, amen, to the Word of God, so that we're not speaking death, amen. And there's a challenge to overcome all of our feelings so that we're not expressing our feelings in everything, but we're expressing life. Amen, Ron. Expressing life, amen. James tells us this, James chapter 1. It says, post all this at the intersections, dear friends. Lead with your ears, follow with your tongue. And let anger straggle along in the rear. God's righteousness doesn't grow from human anger. So throw all spoiled virtue and cancerous evil in the garbage. Throw that junk in the can, amen. And in simple humility, let our gardener, God, landscape you with the word, making a salvation garden of your life. Let God do a work in you, that his word just prunes you. His word trims you. His word takes away the past. His word destroys those crazy feelings. We just like throwing them in the trash can. Just know this, he is able. Surrendering your tongue to God will save you. Amen. It will keep you going in the right direction. You'll go in the right direction. I remember when Delana and I were first married and the troubles we had with our mouths talking to each other, and it made it so hard to overcome. We had to overcome how we talk to each other. We had to learn how to talk to each other. We had to cut out certain things out of our speech so that we weren't offending each other, so we wouldn't hurting each other's feelings. And there's things that, you know, we can overcome because God is able. Amen. If we have a surrendered tongue. When you speak life, you do not cancel out God's word. You allow it for it to come alive in you and do what it's supposed to do. Amen. That's what we want. We want the word of God to do what it's supposed to do in us. And when your tongue is surrendered to Jesus, you're going to produce more life than you do death. Amen. You will save your marriage and make it stronger. You will save your relationship with your kids. You'll make friends and influence people. The thing that is the key to all this is number two, be teachable. Because he said, I will be in your mouth and teach you what to say. So we have to remain teachable. being open to being taught. Sometimes it's learning by the Spirit. Sometimes it's learning from people. You know, by using the line that that's the way you are, good luck with that when you get to heaven. Because if I remained the way I was, I would not be up here today. But God did a work in me, amen? The Spirit will tell you what not to say, you know, what you're feeling or thinking. It is up to us to listen. We have to listen to the Spirit. The Spirit will show you, hey, stop talking. You know, and usually he tells you to stop talking when you're in a real heated moment. Probably right now would probably be a good time for you to be quiet. And you're like, nah. And you just keep going. But sometimes, you know, we can say the same thing and it come out differently. And Delana helps me a lot. You know, well, if you say it like this, it sounds a little better than the way you said it like this. And I was, okay, so I want to show you just a little 30-second commercial about two people saying the same thing, but it have different meaning. No volume. No volume.
Is this my car?
Back up.
What?
Start it again.
This is ridiculous.
Call you back. Is this my car?
State Farm knows that for every one of those moments...
This is ridiculous!
There's one of these.
Is this my car? What? This is ridiculous.
This can't be happening.
This can't be happening.
Oh, it's happening, sweetheart.
Oh, it's happening, sweetheart.
Shut up.
Shut up. Ah!
That's why State Farm is there.
What a day.
With car insurance for when things go wrong.
What a day.
But also here with car loans to help life go right. State Farm.
Sometimes we can say the same thing, but it have different meanings. And it's all in your body language and how you're communicating to people. So you have to be teachable. You know, I have Delanda that helps me, but, you know, the Holy Spirit helps me too. And the Holy Spirit can put words in your mouth, and that just means you're paying attention to Him, amen? And so you can learn by your body language how to communicate better so that people can receive it and understand it and that you can get the meaning across that you really desire. The more you pay attention to the Holy Spirit, the louder His voice becomes. You know, when you're hearing and you're listening and you're obeying, it's like His voice gets louder and louder and louder to you. But when you don't listen, when you're not paying attention, like His voice gets more quiet, and then you start thinking, man, I haven't heard from God in a while. I can't hear anything. I can't hear. What's wrong with God? It's not God. I remember one day I was over here. This was years ago, man, and God like opened up the windows of heaven to me, and He talked to me. It was so loud. It was so loud. I was crushed under the weight of what He was saying. I was on the floor sobbing. It was just, it crushed me, and He said, I want you to go to the altar, and all I could do was crawl here and just sob, and I crawled back. You know, I mean, I didn't care what anybody thought about me. I was having a moment with God, and it was so loud, He just was on me and crushed me. And I said, God, I said at the end, I said, why don't you talk to me like this all the time? And He says, why don't you listen like this all the time? It's like, oh. See, it's not on Him, it's on us. We have to be teachable to learn how to hear from heaven. And He'll teach you through the Word if you're looking and you're listening, amen? We'll start leading with our ears and not with our mouths when we learn to hear from heaven. We'll not be so quick to speak out. This last week as I was ministering to people and showing people, revealing these pictures as God was showing me, I got this picture for this one young lady that her life was going to be like a rubber band. And I saw it stretched and shoot out. And I said, the Lord's going to launch you out quickly and fast in some things. And then you'll have a season of rest. And then it'll go quickly. And she comes up to me at the end of the night and she says, I don't like the word you gave me. I don't like that picture because I like to go slow. Because I like to make sure everything's done right. And the people at my work are telling me that I have to go faster. But I don't like to go fast. I like to go slow. And I told her, just get ready because it's God that's going to do it in you. Don't worry about what you're feeling. Know that God's got His hand on you and that He'll launch you out quickly and then you'll have seasons of rest. You're not going to run fast all the time, but God's going to cause you to go quick and then he'll give you time to reflect. And, you know, that's the thing. When we receive the Word of God, we've got to be teachable to it. And she was teachable. And by the time we left, she was in agreement with the Word and excited about what God was going to do in her. See, because when God releases a Word in us, we think it's something that we have to do. But it's something that's God going to do in you. Amen? And God's going to do it in that young lady, and it's going to be powerful. I just shared with her how God was going to do it. God is able. He is able. He's able to make you fearless. He is able to give you the words of life. He's able for you to look in that mirror and you to speak good things over yourself. He's able for you to speak good things over your marriage. He's able for you to speak good things over your wife or over your husband. He is able to speak good things over your family. Amen? And we have to be that voice that will allow God to move through us. We have to remain teachable. You have to learn to discern the voice of God in your life so that you know that He's speaking to you and through you. Amen? And it just takes practice. It takes getting with Him. It takes walking with Him. Amen? And lastly, number three, pray in the Spirit. When I surrendered my tongue to the Lord, I began praying in tongues, my heavenly language. And what a time. Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 4, it says this. It says, when the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. Suddenly, everybody say suddenly. Suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Then there appeared to them divided tongues as a fire, and one sat upon each of them. And they were all, everybody say all, filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. When we're surrendered to the Lord, the Spirit will give us utterance. Amen. He'll give us what to speak. He'll give us what to speak in other tongues. And this is for everybody. In that room that day, there was 120 people, and they were all filled. Now, I could take you in Acts 9, Acts 10, Acts 19, and show you where it happened again and again and again in the book of Acts, that people were filled with the Holy Spirit and spoke in other tongues, and they began to prophesy. So this is for everybody. This is not just for a few. You know, God didn't just pick out Ron King and say, hey, I'm going to fill him with the Holy Spirit. He just said, hey, this is for all. All were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. God is able. Amen? God is able. The Lord told me a long time ago that the more I pray in tongues, the more life I'm going to produce. And I want to produce life. I don't want to produce death. I don't want to kill off my wife with my words. And I'm not talking of physical death. I'm talking of spiritual death. I want to build, amen. I don't want to kill off the church with my words. I want to build, amen. I want to pray in the Spirit. See, when I pray in tongues, I can hear from heaven more clearly. That's why when I pray for a lot of people, I pray in tongues a lot, because I need to hear from heaven. I need to clear the airwaves of everything that Ron King's thinking, and I need to get with the Spirit and find out what God wants to say to that person. You know, and that's a great thing. When I'm in countries where people can't understand my English, so they can't, you know, I just pray in tongues, and then I give the word of the Lord that God speaks to me. Amen. And that's a great thing. I can hear clearly. When I pray in tongues, I can choose my words more wisely. Praying in the Spirit just causes me to want to say things more wisely. When I pray in tongues, I tend to not want to offend God. Anybody here want to offend God? No. When I pray in tongues, I'm surrendered to Him. Amen. I'm wholly surrendered to Him. When I pray in tongues, I'm able to speak for God. And that's what we need to get into the position. The great thing about this is that for all who believe in Jesus can be filled with the Spirit of God and receive their heavenly language, receive that prayer language. Speaking in tongues is just one of the benefits. We get the gifts. We get that power of God. There's a power of God that comes in us at the infilling of the Spirit that empowers us to be a witness. Acts chapter 1, verse 8 says, I like to read it, that way I get it right. But you shall receive power. Everybody say power. when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, to the ends of the earth. So the Holy Spirit gives us the power, the ability to speak, amen? He puts his hand over our mouth and he gives us the words to speak, to be a witness, that we can share what Jesus is doing in our life. We don't have to hold back, amen? We don't have to be ashamed. We can just speak it out, amen? And as I said about Moses earlier, you see, Moses was looking at his own self and what he felt about himself. So he wasn't willing to tell God, I'll go and do it. I'm a learned man. I can speak with wisdom. I can speak a good word. No, he said, hey, I can't speak. And we got to get out of that mode of limiting God in our lives. We've got to get out of that mode of saying, I can't do this for God. I believe that every person here is called to share their testimony of Jesus with somebody. That God will bring people across your path. You don't have to be up in a pulpit to do it. But I believe that God wants to put you in the position that you can share with people the love of Jesus. And that you open your mouth and he will fill it. Moses was learned in all the wisdom of the Egyptians and was mighty in words and deeds. Listen, you can do this. You can allow God to speak through you. And it can come in power. Because the power that God fills you with is the power to do miracles. You know, I asked the Lord one day, because I get words of knowledge on things about that God wants to heal. And I say, God, I ask God, I said, what if I say something that's you not talking, but me talking? What if I call out something that I'm feeling, but you haven't told me? What will you do with that, God? He says, listen, I confirm the word with signs following. So if you speak it, I'll do it. I believe it. If we speak it, he will do it. He'll confirm the word. But what we get limited is we're afraid to speak the word because we're afraid, what if it doesn't happen? I'm just not afraid anymore. I don't care. I just want to be obedient to God. I want to declare God. I want to declare that he is my healer, amen? So that if I call something out, I believe that God's going to do it. I believe wholeheartedly God's going to do it. I believe that, you know, what does it say, Pastor Rob, that we need to receive what God has telling us? We need to receive that word into our lives. And when we receive it, God will do it, amen? Who needs healing in their body right now? Just stand up. Just stand up. If you need healing in your body, stand up right now. I know there's more than two of you, man. In China, everybody stands up. When I'm in Peru, everybody stands up. They need healing in their body. Everybody's got something going on. You need healing in your body. Now, how many of you can say, raise your hand if you can say, I receive it today. Everybody say it, I receive it today. Okay, now I'm just gonna pray right now. And I just want you to open your heart right now to receive the word of God right now. Yeah. Be healed in Jesus' name. 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 Sharon, we've been praying for you for a long time. So we just take authority. We take authority over this thing the enemy's tried to clothe her in. And we take that jacket off today in the name of Jesus. That it should no longer have a hold on you in this day forward. But today is broken. Be loosed. Be loosed. In the name of Jesus. Let every nerve ending in her body be made whole right now in Jesus' name. No more torment. No more. Yeah. No more torment. We speak life into these nerves, into these bones, and these muscles, and the tissue and the sinew. Live in the name of Jesus. Let it flow, God. Let it flow. Yeah, just my brother, Father. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Yeah, God, you've defeated cancer in this woman, God. You've done so much in her, Father. I pray just a complete work, holy, 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 holy in her, Father. That you do a complete work in this woman of God. That you just fill her overflowing. Let her body be made whole today in Jesus' name. Let it just flow today, God. Just touch her today. In the name of Jesus, just let it flow, God. We just pull out, God, what the enemy's meant for harm. Lord, we speak life into glory. Let it flow. Let it flow, Father, in the name of Jesus. Just keep praying with me, saints. Come on, pray with me. Yeah. Oh, Father, let it flow today, God. Let it flow. Let the healing power of God flow through my sister, God. Yea, let every bone, tissue, and sinew be made whole. Let her blood be made whole in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Let it flow, God. Let it flow, God. Let healing just be her portion today, God. Yeah, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Healing, healing, healing in Jesus' name. Healing in the name of Jesus. Healing in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just say, in the name of Jesus, be healed. Be healed. In the name of Jesus, be healed. In the name of Jesus, be healed. Let it flow, God. Yeah. Let it rain down, God. Let healing just come in the name of Jesus. Let it be our portion today, God, the healing power, oh God. Yay, just let it flow today, God. Let it flow today. Just pray for it. Yay, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Just let it flow, God. Yeah. Father, you've shown us many times that you're at work in this man of God. Lord, we've seen it through prayer, Father God, through visions. Lord, through praying and worshiping you, God, we've seen you touch this man. And we pray today, God, that it be made manifest in him, that it be made complete in him today in the name of Jesus. The healing power of God flow through his body, his heart, his kidneys, his body be made whole in Jesus' name. That the pain go, yeah, and the flow happen right now in Jesus' name. Let it flow through him, Father, in the name of Jesus. Touch him today, God. Let everything, God, you've done a work in this man before. Do it again, God. Do it again, God. Do it again. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Yeah, just touch my sister, Father. In the name of Jesus. Just let everything come into alignment with your word. Be healed in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Just let it flow. Let it flow. Let it flow. Let it flow. Yeah, Father. Yeah, God, it's your hold. Yeah, let it flow, God. Yeah, in the name of Jesus, it's done. Yeah, amen. 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 In the name of Jesus. Father, just let it flow from your throne, God. Just touch him. Touch him completely, God. In the name of Jesus. 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 Just let it flow. Let it flow, God. Yeah. Healing in Jesus' name. Healing in Jesus' name. Let it flow, Father. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Amen. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Lord, let it flow. Let it flow, let it flow, God. Let healing be your portion today, God. Let everything come into alignment with your word today, God. No weapon formed against her shall prosper in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Let healing, Father God, come today. Let healing come today in Jesus' name. Lord, you're our strength. You're our healer. Let it flow today, God. Let it flow through and through in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Oh, Lord, we exalt you and praise you, Father. Yeah, come on, keep praying. Keep praying. What if it was you that was waiting? You'd want somebody praying. Father, in the name of Jesus. Yeah, just touch this woman of God. Yeah. Just touch her, Lord, today in the name of Jesus. Let healing just flow through her, God. In Jesus' name. Yeah. Father, in Jesus' name. Oh, we declare healing over her. Yeah. Yeah. Father, in the name of Jesus, just touch my sister, Lord. Let your healing just flow over her body, Father. Let it flow through and through, God. Yeah. Through and through, God. Yeah. Be healed in Jesus' name. Be healed. Yeah, Father, in Jesus' name. Let it flow, God. Yeah. Oh, total and complete healing, Father. Total and complete healing, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, total and complete healing. Yea, in Jesus' name, total and complete healing. Let it flow through her, Father, today, in Jesus' name. Let it flow through him, God. Total and complete healing in the name of Jesus. You know, before the service, I was praying, and I just got the brokenhearted. Father, I pray for those today that are here that have had a broken heart, God. That, Lord, that you'd come and you'd heal it today in the name of Jesus. That you'd heal that broken heart, Father. And, Lord, that you'd put it back together again, God, and restoration come in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Just heal this woman of God today, Father. Let it flow. Oh, rapapaso. Yeah, God, let it flow. Yay! Oh, Jesus, 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 let it flow, God. Yay. Praise you, Jesus. Lord, we give you praise and glory and honor. Yeah, just touch this woman of God. Yeah. Let healing just flow through her body today in Jesus' name. Lord, the mourning turn into dancing, God. Oh, hallelujah, Lord, just fill her today. Fill her today, Father, in the name of Jesus. Let healing, 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 healing in the name of Jesus. Let it flow, God. Yay, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Praise you, Father. The two guys in the sound booth, in the name of Jesus, be healed in Jesus' name. Let it flow. Let it flow. Just receive it in. Say, I receive, Lord. I receive, God. That which you've done for us, Lord, we just receive it today. Maybe you're here today and you say, Pastor Ron, I need the words of my mouth to change. I have been talking negative. I've been speaking life. I've been speaking death. I need a change in my life. If that's you today, just raise your hand and wave at me right now. Amen, 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 amen. Okay, put your hand over your mouth today. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we stand by faith today and we put our hand over our mouths in the way that you would put your hand over our mouth. And we pray that you'd release life into us, each one of us today. That, Lord, that we'd not be speaking death any longer, but, Lord, that you'd give us the strength. Because we know that, God, you are able. Give us the strength to put the right words into our mouth. So, Lord, we surrender all to Jesus. Everybody say, I surrender. We surrender all to Jesus. Have your way in us, Lord. Lord, we just declare that we're teachable. Lord, we ask that you just fill us with the Spirit every day, Lord. Every day. That our lips, the words on our lips, would be life. We speak life into our own lives, and we speak life to those around us. We speak life to those people that we meet. Father, in the name of Jesus, just fill us with life today in the Spirit. Let it flow from your throne today, Father. In Jesus' name, and everybody said, amen, amen, yeah. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Hey, you know what? If you want a challenge, I want you to, Scott, stand up over here for me. Please stand up. And if you want a word challenge, he's got a 40-day in the word challenge, whatchamacallit, app. And he sent it to me, and I've been doing it. Come to him and get that app from him. Give him your phone number. He'll just text it to you, whatever you got to do. But get it from him. If you really want to be challenged, if you want to change the way you've been talking, if you want to really speak like, come see him, and he's getting it ready right now. He'll just give him your number, and he'll send it to you. But it's just a daily devotional for 40 days to change the way you speak. Amen? Father, I pray blessing over this congregation today, that you bless them in their going, Father, that you protect them, that you keep them, that your healing be upon them. Lord, that we go in the joy of the Lord. Lord, bring us back safely Wednesday night, Lord, for the word of God. We give you praise and thanksgiving in Jesus' name. Amen. Have a great day. Stay in fellowship for a few minutes. Connect with somebody and get to know somebody new today. God bless you guys. Have a great day. Go to room 4 if you need food. We got plenty of food to hand out in room 4. We'd love you to take it home. God bless you.